It's Wednesday, September 10th, and my goodness, you'd think the 49ers were halfway through a football season with all the news and headlines that they've attracted after just 1 week. Is Brock Purdy going to go in New Orleans? George Kittle definitely not going in New Orleans. Pinheiro's going to show up. Eddie's got some kicks to make in New Orleans. The Saints, how are they this year? Let's go to New Orleans to find out, and boy, do I have the right person to do that with. Welcome back to Damon Bruce Plus. Hit like and subscribe if you would, please. As always, we thank our sponsors. We get nothing done around here without my man Ike, who, by the way, if you're going to New Orleans, you're obviously going to want to eat a whole bunch of food from New Orleans, but there's an Ike's in New Orleans now. Ike's Love Rewards program. Make sure you sign up. Start earning your way towards free sandwiches over there. We're going to be hanging out at the Dubliner West Portal on October 4th. We're getting together at 4:20, a time that everyone can really remember and get to. Come and join us, West Portal, Dubliner West Portal on October 4th. Thanks to them for their constant support here of the channel. And thanks so much to Sleeper. And you can check out the link in the description of today's video. And when you use Damon as your promo code, you get a $100 deposit match up to $100. Sleeper, America's fastest growing app. Check it out. It is fantastic. You can build a community there. And speaking of building a community, that brings us back to YouTube. When I was thrown onto YouTube after 20 years on air here in San Francisco on the radio, I started looking at people's channels, what they did. And one of the first guys I found out there was Hold the Mayo. This guy covers the New Orleans Saints. This guy has America's strangest, most unique post-game call-in show you have ever heard. The people who call into his show are lunatics. He's one of my favorite guys on the internet. Hold the Mayo. Thank you for joining me here today, man. It is great to have you. I feel like I need a plate of red beans and rice. I really do.
Oh brother, if you ever come back down here, let me know. We'll get that real quick. That's no problem at all. About 1,000 places. So happy to be here.
You know 1,000 places, and we'll talk about a few of them, and we'll get some recommends for anyone who's watching, making the plans to travel with the 49ers out to New Orleans. But man, let's just start with this, Mayo, because fan suffering comes in different shades of colors. Like 49ers fans right now are waiting 30 years on a Super Bowl. You know, they had the dynasty of all dynasties in the 80s. Then, you know, they get a Steve Young year where they were a hell of a football team that year, and then 30 years with nothing, and oh so close with Harbaugh in New Orleans, and now Kyle Shanahan is the king of close but no cigar. Dang. And that is a level of suffering that 49er fans are going to psychiatrists with.
Come on.
The level of suffering in New Orleans is on a completely different level. And you, I think, summarize it up better than anyone else. What is it like to be a New Orleans Saints fan every day of your life?
Oh, okay. So I'll tell you, you think about the one Super Bowl that you got in 2010 every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about the Saints winning the Super Bowl in 2010. It's such a it's the most meaningful thing that's happened in this city ever. So that's the first thing you think about. And then you probably think about what you're going to eat next. That's usually the second thing. And then you talk about the Saints, man, when it's football season. That's all we do, man. You talk about cooler talk. That's our cooler talk. It's the Saints and LSU and Tulane. We got a good Tulane football team as well down here.
Tulane's got a legit logo. I love the green wave. I love that's a great
kind of swag. They started swag, dude, or the new swag. You know, they always get it right.
I always like to ask people who sit in other cities, as they look back at San Francisco, as you look at Brock Purdy, as you look at that chapter, as you look at Kyle Shanahan, what do you think of the 49ers?
I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan is just like a hard dude to play against. You know what I'm saying? Because especially for like us, you know, we got a relatively young team. You got a couple veterans and they've been here a while. Talking about DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, guys like that. But that's going to throw us a wrench, the whole Kyle Shanahan thing. You know, it's basically almost a new team. So for us, so it's going to throw us a wrench and it'll be interesting. I mean, you know, we all looking at the injury report. I could tell you that. Everybody's looking at the injury report down here. And the fact that Kittle's out, I'm just going to let you know, Trey McBride, who eats up everybody, he ate us up last week too, because that's all they threw it to was him and Marvin Harrison Jr.
So that's a big missing ingredient for the 49ers going down to New Orleans. Yeah. Missing it's like the roux and the gumbo is not going to be there without Kittle, but at least they got Christian McCaffrey, who this guy – you know, he might not be what he used to be, but you can give him 30 touches a game and move the football. And he did that in Seattle without much help from his offensive line, but still got it done. And they get out of Seattle not playing great football, but with a win. And that's all you want when you're playing a division opponent on the road. I look at what's happening in New Orleans, and I watched a little of that game last week, you know, scouting next week's opponent, if you will. Tell me what I'm supposed to be looking at. Like, what is the goal for Kellen Moore in year one? I was looking at this, Mayo. Only two coaches in team's history have won 50 games with the franchise. Sean Payton, the greatest coach the Saints have ever had, 152 games. Jim Mora won. Then it's Jim Haslett at 45. There's only two coaches in Saints history with a winning record.
Yeah,
so what do you want to see out of Kellen Moore in year one?
I mean, we got to find some type of formula, some type of, you know, something that we know that we're good at. I'm talking about offensively. You know, we got to find a way to, hey, we may not have the best quarterback in the world. We may not even have a middle of a pack quarterback, but we got to find some type of way to have a rhythm. You know what the Saints really are not good at for years now, even before Kellen Moore? Scoring in the first half, scoring a lot of points in the first half, you know, getting going quick, not because, you know, playing from behind. It's different when you're playing from behind. You got Drew Brees. Well, now we got Spencer Rattler and, you know, all these guys have been quarterbacks since Drew Brees, and it's different when you're 10 points behind. We can't play 10 points behind. So finding some type of rhythm formula. I believe in Kellen Moore. If anybody could figure out the code to crack the Saints' horrible offensive woes the last few years, I think that this could be the guy. I really do. I don't know how great the roster is. Right now, the roster is not great. You know, it's just and injuries, man. Injuries, bro. Injuries already getting us. We got a safety out. We had to get him off the street, and now he's out. So we're gonna have most likely a rookie starting at safety.
Is Chris Olave playing?
Yeah, Chris Olave is playing. But
okay, you know, I know he got hurt in week one, but he's all right.
He's all right. So it wasn't a concussion or anything like that. But they threw him a bubble screen and. You know, I got to be honest. That had to be Kellen Moore's dumbest play called of the day, because throw a bubble screen to anybody, but please don't throw it to Chris Olave, because if one defender gets through, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? This guy has a injury history that goes back pretty long.
What do you think of Spencer Rattler? You got confidence there?
Spencer Rattler's got confidence. I'll answer the question. I want to see him succeed. I do. And I always have since we draft him, because he's Spencer Rattler, bro. The whole world knows about Spencer. The whole country knows about Spencer Rattler. If you watch football, like, we've seen this guy under spotlight. He's overcame some adversity. He was running for his life in South Carolina, you know, had a pretty solid year that year. But anyway, I'd like to see him do well, but he's got the most confidence. Spencer Rattler is, I think that's his best quality. He's a confident quarterback.
You know, it's funny, Jake Haner, who's on your practice squad right now, his mom is a TV anchor out here. Julie Haner is a TV anchor. So we saw him at Fresno State, and then, you know, he's now in New Orleans. He's on the practice squad. Why isn't Derek Carr on this team anymore? Did he really, like, was he forced to retire? Was he that hurt? It doesn't sound like he's that hurt. It sounds like he wanted to walk away from the situation more than he even wanted to retire.
Yeah, I don't think we have to overthink that. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Saints fans, for the most part, when we got Derek Carr, we were thinking this dude will get us to the playoffs at minimum. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know why we were thinking that, really, because history shows that that's not an easy task for Derek Carr. But we were thinking that. We were thinking he was good enough. He was after, you know, quarterback after Drew. This is the perfect guy to keep us in afloat. Dude, it was a miserable experience. It's like telling a story about one night that you went somewhere and it just all went awful. You know what I'm saying? And that's the story I'd tell about Derek Carr. It was an awful experience. It just didn't work out in any facet. Like, right. Whether it was on the field, whatever.
Like some nights when you go out, you know the night's going to suck, so you're not that disappointed. Derek Carr was a promise that was not kept.
Yeah. And it's just New Orleans, man. New Orleans, everything on the field I thought was super mid. So I'll just leave it at that. Super mid that he did on the field. I just didn't, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. All right. And then off the field, he was the worst. Oh, and what I mean by like his presses and stuff like that, dude, we down here, we really authentic people, you know? So it, the guy just sounded fake and that really rubbed people wrong. And yeah, man, when he retired, man, it was one of the happiest days in New Orleans history.
linebacker DeMario Davis. Is he the best player on this football team right now? I think he is.
He's in the top two or three, and he's probably two. Cam Jordan's playing good football still. It's crazy. He had 1.5 sacks last week. He was all over the place, tipping, you know, deflecting the ball. But yeah, DeMario is he's a beast. He is incredible, man. He doesn't stop.
There are a couple of former 49ers on this team. Neither was a Niner for very long, but you got Chase Young, who basically got cut in San Francisco when he was jogging through an NFC title game. He showed up in the Super Bowl, played a little bit better, but Chase Young was a gots to go situation. And you got Isaac Yiadom out there. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I think we might have even had Yiadom before he went to y'all.
Time around with him, isn't it?
Yeah. And he got toasted. I mean, that was a 3rd-and-11 last game where he was on Marvin Harrison Jr. kind of playing off him, just got his ankles broken and they convert to 3rd-and-11. But Chase Young, to be honest with you, Chase Young didn't have a magnificent year last year, but we saw the flash. Didn't really show us anything to really hate on him for.
Right.
This year we ready. Chase Young, full off season. Boom. Week of, we find out that Chase Young is out with an injury with a calf. So that's where we at on Chase Young right now. We'll see.
I got to tell you, man, I do a live stream, which is one of my bigger shows of any week that I do during a 49ers game. We do like a little watch party. You do a post game call in show that look, you know, it's probably not good programming for me to say if I'm still going, you should stop watching my channel and go check out Hold the Mayo. But it's Niners and Saints week, and you're going to have the single best postgame show in America today. Your callers, you want to talk about some authentic New Orleans swamp people. I mean, good God, dude, it is, your callers are just incredible. The community that you have built around your show, Mayo, is something else. Tell everyone when you get going after the game and how they can find you, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. It's really kind words from you. You know, I remember when you had told me years ago, when I think when you first had commented about the ability to sit here and not say nothing while people are talking, let the call go through, let the call breathe. And, you know, that's something, like I said, I never went to broadcasting school or nothing like that. That's something I had to go through trial and error and learn, you know, and you just feel it and you're right. You couldn't be more right. So I appreciate that. And I'm live on Hold the Mayo YouTube. It's right after the game, usually within an hour after the game. If I go to the games, it may take a little longer because I got to drive back and stuff like that. But yeah, this is for people who can't get on the radio. That's who calls my show. Like, they're not going to get on.
Are you going to be in the Dome on Sunday?
I'm thinking so. I'm going to Death Valley on Saturday LSU Florida.
Yeah.
So I'm a game time decision on the Saints because I'm telling you, man, Death Valley, they start drinking at 8 a.m.
It's cocktails and etouffee before kickoff, is it not?
I'm telling you, they will shove a bee up their butt out there, dude. They nonstop.
I've always wanted to go to a night game at Death Valley. I've always wanted to go to an LSU game. I always said, if I hit the Powerball, right? Money's no object. I'm going to buy one of them silver slipstream trailers and just go around the South, going to SEC games and barbecue joints that I've seen on Food Network. And that's what I want a summer to be. That to me would be the ultimate fall.
I'm going to a tailgate. They grilling a gator on Saturday. They're grilling a whole gator on Saturday. So it's unique. Just like the callers and everything, this is the people down here, man. They a trip. You know,
my times in New Orleans have always been in conversations that I've had with bartenders and wait staff who are, you know, that's the backbone of any city, your bartenders, your wait staff, security guards, taxi drivers.
Yeah.
The thing that I love about New Orleans is all the rich history, the great food, the great partying and great people. But there is a love of being from New Orleans that emanates from everybody that you meet in New Orleans. There's so much pride down there. It's one of my favorite places to be in the world. It really is. I fucking love New Orleans, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, without New Orleans, man, I mean, we would just be like just Louisiana, you know? And it's just like, you know how it is, man. When you're a small state, you know, how many people really think about Mississippi, and, you know, how many people think about Arkansas, you know? New Orleans, I've always said, is a place that it don't matter what state you live in, especially in today's day and age. If you see something about New Orleans on the internet, you're probably going to go check it out. You know, it's kind of like how I feel about like places like Amsterdam and stuff like that. You know, oh, I want to go to Amsterdam. Of course I want to go to Amsterdam. I can go get loaded as a ham sandwich out there. And all this trippy, you know, stuff going on, stuff I've never seen. New Orleans has all that stuff, you know, and we're very proud of it, man. We're very proud of it. Very proud of our teams, whether they win zero games or they win, you know, 17. We proud.
Does Zion have a better career if he's in a worse food town?
I don't know. I think the first 5 years, Zion, what year are we on now? Jeez, we got to be on year seven. Okay, I think he has seven. He was 2019.
He only played like 35 professional games in this first 7 years. So there you go.
The first few years with Zion, I don't even think that he enjoyed being in the NBA. You know, I don't think he liked all the commitment and stuff like that. I think now Zion is, watch out. And look, here's the deal with me with Zion. I'll always root for him and I'll always believe in him. And I'd rather die believing in him than us trade him to like the Lakers. You know,
there was some talk about the Warriors. The Warriors are trying to figure out how to Warriors Curry's career the right way.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen. We're going to watch him, you know, win all kinds of accolades. That's how it is, you know. So I'd rather it get old and dusty, the project, and fade out. And we say, oh, maybe it didn't work out, rather than trade him to somebody and watch him on big TV like that. I can't do it.
What's the famous Tennessee Williams quote? America has only three cities.
That's
New
right.
York, San Francisco, and New Orleans. Yeah. Everything else is Cleveland. Yeah. I love that, man. Another thing I love about New Orleans, it's not just the great food. And by the way, I've done Cochon. I've had my Gator at Cochon. Oh, that's good. Phenomenal. I've had brunch at Archifalaya. That is just phenomenal.
Yeah, I know about both them places.
Yeah, man. These are fantastic places to eat. You have a series on your channel that is called Red Beans and Rice. And you go out to find a place of red beans and rice every week. And you've done it like, I think 300 or look at it this way. I've always said to my audience after 20 years on the radio, people would come up to meet me. They'd be very, very excited about meeting me. And I'd have to explain to them. I'm like, hey, thank you for meeting me. I wish I knew anything about you. You have been listening to my extemporaneous thoughts for 20 years. You know me very well, but it's a false relationship because I've never even met you. We're meeting for the first time here on this live stream, but I've had lunch 250 times with you.
Yeah.
I love your red beans and rice series so much. It is the ultimate tour of New Orleans, of the people of New Orleans, of just how Louisiana works, functions, and lives, and the appreciation you have for all these restaurants you walk into, man. You love the town that you're from. Like I was just saying, you love showing off the best things about your town. Somebody who's watching right now from San Francisco is flying in to New Orleans to go to the game this weekend. What is the one plate of red beans and rice Mayo says they need to go get?
I mean, there's so many. And the thing about it is when people fly in down here, they fly into downtown. They usually stay in downtown.
And they never leave the quarter.
And you got to be very careful when you're downtown because a lot of it's, and this is just me, it's how I am. It's a lot of it's tourist grabs. You know, they're not really caring about them red beans. They're not caring about that food like that. So I know a safe place. And this is a place where, you know, it's not super nice, but it's kind of nice. And it is downtown and it's called Luke. And I'm telling you, everything they got on the menu is phenomenal. It's I always said, this is a place where you bring some ass. You want, you know, you bring some ass to Luke. You know, it's just a really fine dime place. Another place that they got, if you like walking to the dome, morning, lunch, whatever, they got a place called Caddy Car Corner. That's really good. You're going to have to go out the area, though, if you want really good. And that, like a place like Chicken's Kitchen, that's on the West Bank. So you got to cross a bridge to get over there. But they got a bunch of good spots.
The bridge. It's worth crossing the bridge is what you're saying?
Oh, what? Yeah, a place like that's worth crossing the bridge for sure. There's even if you're on Uber Eats, there's a bunch of different places. Heard that kitchen's really good. They got good food. In Kenna, if you're flying in from the airport, right when you get off the airport, a place called Airline Drive, they got a place called Queen's Cuisine. It's a yellow building. She serves it out of a window. It's fire. I'm telling you right now, it's absolutely ridiculous. So that would probably be my number one.
See, these are the places that is, you know, there's no Zagat guide for these. This is the Mayo guide, and this is the guide that matters most. And when it comes to really mattering in your town, man, the shows that you do and the celebrity that you become really do matter. One of the best things about New Orleans, too, is your local brewery, Abita.
Oh, yeah.
I freaking love Abita. And obviously, man, Abita loves you. For those of you who don't know, you got a catchphrase.
Yeah, respect your body, and we got it turned into a beer. That's beautiful.
Tell me about how that happened. You have your own light beer coming out at Abita.
Yeah, it's so it's sold at both breweries, which Abita's got a brewery in New Orleans, and then one which is an hour away in Abita, which is where they're from. And I've been with them for a while. They've been one of my sponsors for 4 years, loyal sponsors. I don't like switching up. You know, I don't do one timers. I don't do none of that stuff. I work with people that are willing to work with me long term. And they've always been one. I pitched the Respect Your Body idea because I've been saying Respect Your Body for a few years now. And I pitched it to them and they were kind of like, oh, well, maybe not right now. Then when I talked about it again, they were like, yeah, let's do it. And it dropped last year during the summer. It sold out and then it dropped this year as well. And I think that was like a week and a half ago. So I think it's close to selling out again.
That's fantastic. Respect Your Body. Where'd that come from?
Just being on the block, dude. I'm serious. This ain't nothing. Nothing with me is too scientific, dude. I'm telling you, man. This is just, you know, you could tell I love to talk. So if I'm around somebody and we talk and, you know, pull a notepad out because I'm going to say all kinds of different. It's all kinds of.
Here, we got a little specific advice request here. Got a super from Barry. Barry lives in Memphis, too. So he might be in a car making this trip.
All right, Barry.
What's a good location near the French Quarter for a safe Airbnb?
For a safe Airbnb? So he's asking for an area for an Airbnb. I'd say look around mid-city Lakeview, bro. I'm just being honest. You want a nice place. If you find an Airbnb in Lakeview, you better pull the credit card out. Cause that's gonna be a nice area right there. It's by City Park, you know, stuff like that. Downtown, you're good though too. I mean, as long as you're not staying on Bourbon Street, you know, Warehouse District.
How do you regard the French Quarter, or are you like more of a Frenchman Street guy?
I love it all, but I ain't been to French in a minute. Made me think about that, but yeah, no. I'd say mid-city. I'm more of a mid-city guy. As you get older, that's how older people get older down here. Mid-city, staying out of downtown.
Yeah, about beads and titties and more about just a fun night out with some friends.
Yeah, mid-city. Uptown's pretty cool. It's more like Tulane, maybe like a little younger crowd. But for me, yeah, I'd prefer going to mid-city. Downtown's a lot, man. You never know. Dude, I was eating some Popeye's chicken down there about a year ago. Dude pulled a knife out on me. So you never know, you know, and I gave him mashed potatoes before he pulled the knife out, gave him free mashed potatoes. Out of nowhere, he pulled a knife on me. So it's just crazy people.
It's New Orleans, man. It really is. It's a city where they tell you, you know, here's your limits. Don't go beyond the limits. And after sundown, that's probably some good advice.
Yeah. I mean, you should be careful. And everybody's drunk down here. You know, so that's and people know that, you know, there's people that are out there every night that just know that. So,
yeah, by the way, I'm the best piece of advice I can give to anybody going to New Orleans for the first time is you will end up in the French Quarter and you will end up having to take a leak. And whatever you do, do not pull it out and pee in the French Quarter. That's the fastest way to go to jail in Louisiana.
Yeah. But I mean, there's also a lot of spots you can find. So I'm just going to say. There's a lot of different spots. So you ain't got to worry about that. You're going to be able to piss.
That's a man with some local institutional knowledge. Anon X says, a guest speaker to talk about the upcoming opponent, what I've always wanted. Bring them every week, man. We certainly will. And man, I could talk to Mayo every week. I do. I've had 300 lunches with you. Thank you for making the false relationship I've had with you a bit more real by coming on today. Mayo, it was a real pleasure to get to know you. Again, tell everyone where they can find you, like and subscribe to your channel. Give everybody the resume.
You can look me up on any app, Hold the Mayo. Hold the Mayo. Just how it sounds. And I'll pop up. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all of them, man. It drives me nuts, to be honest, which is so many apps now. But anyway, Hold the Mayo. And then, yeah, we live doing the call-in show after every Saints game. We'll be live for after the Saints 49ers game, taking calls from the people. I get calls from all over, too, so feel free to call in.
It is great to have you on, Mayo. Thank you so much for joining me. I booked you a month ago. I'm like, as soon as I saw Saints on the schedule, I'm like, I got a reason to have a red beans and rice day right here. I wish now I could show you my, here's the thing. If anyone is watching the red beans and rice videos, don't dip out until you get the bathroom tour. This man will not only show you what you're eating and what you need to order, he'll show you the quality of the bathrooms as well. There's nobody else who does it like you, Mayo. Thank you very much for joining me, man.
Appreciate it. All right, Damon, take care.
Great to have you. There he is. Respect your body. There he is. Hold the Mayo. Thanks so much to him for joining us. And we wanted to have a little go behind enemy lines. Talk a little bit about the Saints. That is a frustrated fan base. They've been through more bad times than good. If you think you've had it rough as a Niner fan, just go look at the Saints franchise history and then shut your mouth. But phenomenal guy right there. Hold the Mayo. Thanks to him for joining us. Thanks to you for being here. As always, thank you for watching. And please do remember that sports don't build character. They reveal it. And like that, he's gone.